set. We're all set. Here we go.
Okie doke.
Joining us on the line, nationally syndicated fashion columnist and editor-in-chief of FocusOnStyle.com, Sharon Haver. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I have decided this year, Aaron, you always look good every single day you
thank
come in.
You, thank you.
I have decided, Sharon, this year that I am going to wear something other than my pajamas to work.
Well, that's probably about time, and I don't even know you.
For anybody out there, too, that maybe is looking to get a little more stylish as we go into the 2007, you're here to give us some tips on how to wow everybody out there. So, Sharon, I say to you, how can I come to work tomorrow and just blow everybody away?
Do you really wear pajamas? You don't really come in PJs, do you?
Sometimes.
Actually, I suppose I sleep in.
there is that kind of frat trend of going out and going around in your, flannel PJ bottoms, which, frankly, I don't really get. But, unless you're Hef. Are you Hef?
Okay. I would like to be, yeah.
All right, because, if you're silky and you're Hef, and, when you got a mansion like that, hey, wear what you want to wear.
Now, one thing we want to ask you about is people out there that want to look maybe a little thinner, is there a suggestion you have for them, maybe even without working out, just the type of clothes you wear
sure.
can actually make you look a little bit thinner?
Well, one of the things is it's kind of an oxymoron. People seem to think that if they feel a little pudgy, they go into their fat clothes. Mm-hmm. And what are your fat clothes are? I hear that little sigh in the background. I know we all have them. But people hide in big baggy layers thinking that, well, if I'm wearing something like loose and baggy, no one will see that I've gained weight underneath. And it's like, wrong. You'll just look bigger. Mm-hmm. You'll just look massive and boxy. So what you want to do is you want to wear clothes that flatter your figure and are shapely to your figure, but the key is that they fit you. So that doesn't mean you have to wear black, because if you're wearing black pants that are too tight, you're going to look fatter than if you're wearing white pants that are cut well for you, flattering, and, tailored for you. So the key is wearing clothes that fit.
See, I was going to ask you something about that, because I know a lot of women, we do love the black, because black mm-hmm. is supposedly slimming. Is there any other colors you think that might be able to...
I don't think it's the color that's uh-huh. slimming. I think uh-huh. it's misnomer. I think it's fit. I think it's all about fit. You could wear any color you want as long as it's not pulling and yanking and too tight where the rolls and the folds are coming out.
Okay.
So, I love black, don't get me wrong. And, black is kind of simple and chic, but it's more about how you look in the clothes. And I think the other thing is... if you're a big woman, don't wear itsy-bitsy teeny patterns. And if you're a tiny petite woman, don't wear big over, sized prints that envelop you. So, keep your proportions.
Now, what about, we've talked about maybe looking a little bit slimmer. What about for anybody out there that wants to look a few years younger?
Mm-hmm.
You have some tips on how everybody out there can maybe look a few years younger.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that everyone needs to keep in mind is that youth is a state of mind. I have readers that, they're 30 years old and they're afraid they're going to, they're too old for this and too old for that. It's like, honey, you're only 30. What are you going to do when you're 40? I think the thing is to stay modern. That's what keeps you young. No matter what you do, stay modern. Don't say, oh, I can't do that. I'm too old. Don't, forget what year you were born and look in the mirror and say, I want to look great. I want to look timeless. Look at all the actresses now that are, in their 40s and 50s and 60s, and they look hot. You don't look at it and go, well, she looks good for 50. It's like, she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways of doing that is taking care of yourself, taking care of your skin, taking care of your hair, and staying modern. Get out of the rut. Change your hair every couple of years. Don't say, I've been wearing this bob since high school. Wrong answer again.
Yeah.
Keep modern. Get highlights. Use some moisturizer. Stay out of the sun. Do basic smart things to take care of yourself, and then as you get older, do things to kind of keep your body built in the way that, is kind of nice and flattering. And one of the, people say, well, I look young and now I don't look so hot, so I'm going to have to get a facelift and I'm afraid of that and I don't want to do it. It's a big expense and it's like, who wants to be bothered, or I don't want to shoot those needles in my face. It's like, you don't have to do that anymore. Technology, finally, it's kind of like white teeth. Everyone is like, well, all the movie stars have white teeth. Do I need mm-hmm. laminates? It's like, well, no. You can, get your teeth professionally whitened. Use a good toothpaste. White teeth makes you look younger. Tight skin makes you look younger. And in that, with technology, there's this new thing which is just FDA approved, and it's the only sort of dual energy technology that what it does is it heats up your skin, and it's done by a professional, and it's painless. And then what it does is it goes, wake up collagen, and it boosts your collagen so you don't come out tomorrow going, well, I look 15 years younger than I did before. But over time, you suddenly look good again, and you look fresh again. And the treatment is called Refirm, and you can go to any, like, med spa or a good derm or a doctor and get someone who knows how to do it. And it's something that's simple, and it doesn't take long, and it doesn't hurt. And, you know, as you get older, you lose collagen, and your skin gets wrinkled and saggy, and, you know, it loses that glow. And this just, you know, helps put that glow back on. And, it, you know, hey, when you feel good, you look good, everything just is easier to deal with for you, and you just get more self-confidence.
So if I'm hearing you right, if I'm on a budget, I just put a heating pad on my face and wipe.
No.
Oh, okay. I might have heard you right. You can check out more at focusonstyle.com. Sharon Haber, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for the tip.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Alan?
Sharon, you there?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, no, I think that went well.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, it's not the other one. That's what I was trying to explain to Aaron with that whole, you know, if you're sticking in a topic where you could throw it in, you could throw
right.
it in, and
yep.
it's not like a left field.
Yeah, no, that seemed definitely pretty, that was a pretty good
well, they've all
transition.
Been, no, because
so.
It's a just, you know, you could. It's easy to get in when that's what you're doing, and it's not someone doing a Q&A and wanting a specific answer about something
right.
that's
right.
different.
Yep. I definitely agree. Well, we have about 10 minutes until our next interview. I don't know if you want me to just give you a call back or...
No more coffee.
No more coffee.
I'll be needing to bleach my teeth by the time this is over. I'll probably be caffeine-coated.
Well, yeah, how about I just give you a call back in 10 minutes?
What do we have, the news guy now?
Yeah, we got USA Radio Network.
Well, we think we got him before he answered the wrong phone. He's this kind of drooling newscaster, and he was confused as to how to transfer us over. Could be him.
Okay, great. Yeah, and the USA Radio Network actually is quite definitely gets quite an audience. So,
you didn't get anything with like Sirius or any of those satellites, did you?
Besides the living, the one
yeah.
we did with Martha Stewart. No, unfortunately, we did not have any luck beyond that. So,
that's because they have a whole women's network.
Yeah, no, I think they have.
And they have what's the other satellite called?
Well, XM has.
Yeah, XM has a women's channel.
Yeah, they have Oprah, and then Sirius has the Martha Stewart.
No, they have some other women's channel. They used to, at least. That's what that Judy, what's her name, used to be on.
Hmm.
It was called like the Woman's something.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure. I
think
know
they're
that.
At with the woman I work with. I think she was out of D.C.
Okay.
Somewhere near there.
Huh. All right. That's definitely good to note. All right, well, I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes. Does that sound
okay.
good? Okay.
Bye.
Great.